Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read just a couple scriptures to you this morning. The Bible says, "And she is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She maketh herself covering of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gate, where he setteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, delivers girdles unto the merchants." She's a businesswoman. "Strength and honor are her clothing. She will rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously." Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this message, for Lord, you know it far better than I do. Lord, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you know that the Bible talks about 172 women in the Bible? And out of that 172 women, there were only 1,400 words that were recorded that women had said. And we look back and we get this mentality of the world rather than the mentality of the kingdom of God when we look at the Bible and we try to interpret it according to man's views rather than God's views. We're created equal. We are a living soul. Whether you're male or female, took the same amount of blood of Jesus to save us. And the Bible says that he will call and use whoever he wants. The thing that I found out in the Bible was women are talked about a lot, even though they didn't say a lot. You know why? Because the women of the Bible were doers. Some of the greatest stories in the Bible are about women. Remember that couple, Adam and Eve, that first couple? Oh, yeah, she sinned. Yeah, she also brought forth the nation of the lineage of Christ. She also repented, and Adam repented. It wasn't as easy for her to fall as it was for Adam to fall. She was tempted by the devil herself. Adam just followed suit. Sarah didn't have children till she was in her 80s. And God gave her a child. And she raised up Isaac to be one of the leaders of Israel. Jochebed was Moses' mother. There's very little known about Moses when he was little, other than his mother decided she wasn't going to let anybody kill her baby. So she took him to the river and she hid him. About Miriam, Moses' sister. Moses' sister that was there when the Pharaoh's daughter found him. And she said, "I think I know somebody that can nurse that baby if you're going to take him home." And she went and got her mother. The stories in the Bible about women are deep, spiritual, and it's about somebody doing something. Deborah was a judge of Israel, mentioned in Judges, and a great judge of Israel. Ruth, probably the greatest love story you will ever read anywhere in any time, through generation, I'll go where you go. I'll stay where you stay. Your people will be my people. The Bible talks a lot about women. Hannah, Samuel's mother, said, Lord, if you give me a child, I will raise him in church. And she took him and dedicated him to the Lord. And he stayed and was raised up in the church. He was the last judge, but he was the one that guided David and King Saul because of what his mother did. Mary, Jesus' mother. Do you know who the first one was that carried the gospel? Mary. She carried him for 9 months. She did. Then we have people that say, well, you know, Paul said a woman should remain silent in church. If you went to that church that he was talking about, you would have probably said everybody needs to remain quiet. What about Mary and Martha? They taught us how to worship and they taught us how to work. What did Lazarus do? He was the brother that lived there. He died. And when God wanted to show his greatness, he went to Mary and to Martha. Then he went to the tomb. And you know what Lazarus did? He walked out. So the story isn't all about Lazarus. The story is about Mary and Martha. That gives us the heart of God. What about Mary Magdalene? She was at the cross. Peter was out trying to decide whether he knew Jesus or didn't know him. Two of the disciples are on the Damascus Road just going away. But she wasn't afraid to go to the cross because her faith was deep. What about the woman at the well? Jesus said, go tell your husband. She didn't have a good reputation. But she said, I don't have a husband. And he said, that's true. And the man you're living with isn't your husband. But go tell them anyway. She said, come see a man that told me all things. She started the revival. And Jesus said, we must stay here in Samaria. You know why? Because the fields are white for harvest. Because of what the woman at the well did. A lot of people want to know, how do you become a godly woman? I know. You say, preacher, how do you know? You're a man. Because I was raised by one. I was raised with one. I married one. And I have hung around in the church with women that are godly women. And I watch them grow up day after day and week after week and year after year. So I know a little bit about it. But let me answer a couple questions first. Then why did God use men to write the Bible? Let me tell you something. You go back not even 2,000 years ago. Women weren't educated. They didn't send them to school. You know, there are some families today, and my dad was an old German background guy, and girls didn't go to college. He asked us boys if we wanted to go, but I don't think he ever asked Carol if she wanted to go. You know, if I'm going to choose somebody to write my book, if I'm God, I'm going to choose somebody like Paul that had the best education the country could offer so that he would know the vocabulary that I was going to use in order to get the point across to everybody I was going to speak to. Well, what about the disciples? The men that traveled with him you're talking about? Can you think what a mess it would be on social media today if Jesus had three women traveling with him? I'm sorry. But God knew exactly what he was doing and he knew why he was doing it. And it had nothing to do with whether a woman can stand up for God and lead in a church and lead in a family and lead at your workplace. Let me tell you what the Bible says about how to be a godly woman. Matthew 22. And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A woman that is dedicated to God loves the Lord with everything she's got. God comes first. The things of God comes first. Having their children in the place of God comes first. You know when I hurt myself, you know what my mom did for me? Oh, she kissed you. Yeah, she did. She also prayed for me. It didn't matter if it was a little scratch. If I went in the house and I was crying, if I was 5 or 6 or 7 or 72 years old, if I was hurting, my mother would kiss me and pray for me because she knew that healing came from God. God has put everything within us in order to heal us and to fight off the things of the world. And what we can't fight off on our own, He is giving other men and women the ability in order to find something that will help that. If you want to be a godly woman, what are your first priorities? Do you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? Second thing, it's the next verse. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, you can't love your neighbor until you learn to love yourself. You can't be a depressed woman that's walking around depressed and looking on the negative side and always upset because your husband didn't get home on time from work, or always upset because somebody's at work that didn't do something right. You can't have that kind of an attitude and love yourself. God said, first of all, realize by faith that I have your life under control. Just subject yourself to me. Allow me to lead you, and I will not lead you down the paths that are wrong. I'll lead you down the paths that are right. And when things go bad, realize I put you there. Many times you'll learn something. Remember Jonah and the whale? How did he get in that well? He got in the water over his head by himself, but he got in the well because God sent the well, and He said, not for time for you to die. You're going to go on and do something. And we need to trust God when we're going through the hardest times and realize it isn't how you look, it isn't how you dress, it isn't your vocabulary that you have or the education you have or the money that you have. It is, do you believe that you are worth something? Jesus died for you. You've got to love yourself in order to love your neighbor. You don't know how to love your neighbor until you can be thankful for who you are. God called me. God called you. You're somebody in God's sight. You're worth Him dying on the cross for and giving His life to. Well, I just don't feel that way. Then get over your feelings by faith and trust God that He knows what He is doing. God put this nose on my face. And He put these ears on my head. And He put this hair on my head because He wanted me to look like this. So if I don't accept this, He also put this, well, I put some of that belly there. But I can't preach to you until I feel set. Larry, you celebrated a birthday yesterday, and you're 10 years older than me. I celebrated mine yesterday, and he's not 10 years older. How old are you?
74.
See, he had to ask his wife. He's 2 years older than me. I look at Larry every year on my birthday, and I can't think I'm going to age that much in 2 years. Bless your heart anyway, Larry. But there's no way that you can love your neighbor if you don't like yourself. You're not satisfied with yourself. You think you got to put on more lipstick or more eyeshadow or more earrings or more whatever and whatever and whatever. Get satisfied with who God made. If you would have looked different, you may have married somebody else. But God wanted you where He has you. So if you want to be a godly woman, learn how to be satisfied with who you are and then place value on other people. Love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, you check on the neighbor. I look out my window and our neighbor's a doctor and I see her and Terry out there talking. And I was sick last year and it had snowed. So our neighbor lady came over and was shoveling our snow off of our driveway. And the next thing I know, I look out the window and there's Terry with a shovel shoveling the snow with our neighbor lady off our driveway. And I thought, no one can afford those two to shovel snow, I'll tell you that. But that's loving your neighbor as yourself. She called the other day, and our neighbor, and sent us a big thing of bean soup because I like beans. I grew up with a grandma and grandpa didn't have much. They ate beans all the time, ham and beans, best meal you could make. So I still like it. But do you even know your neighbor's name? What about the person that sits by you in church? If we can't be neighborly in church and care about one another and encourage one another and get to know one another, how can we be neighborly out here? The Bible says in Proverbs 31, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And wisdom is different than knowledge. Wisdom is encouragement. It's kindness. It's actually giving a word or something that will help someone. Micah 6:8 says, they will show you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy and walk humbly with your God. So we act justly, not unjustly. We don't lie, cheat, or steal. We live the life that God called us to live. And then we walk humbly with the Lord. We realize that we are who we are because of Him, not because of us. We have what we have because of Him, not because of us. We do what we do because of Him, not because of us. And when we see that, then we can walk humbly because we realize that we are no better than anyone else. We're all saved by grace and we're all going to die someday. Colossians 4:2 says, and they devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. You'll know what to pray about. Mom would say, before I went out at night, sometimes it was a date, she said, I'll be praying for you, that you have a safe time, and you're the kind of boy we raised you to be. Boy, that messed up a lot of nights. When somebody believes in you, it's easier to do right than when people don't believe in you. And a godly woman is devoted to prayer and watching and being thankful. Mom and Dad used to sing a song. There's an eye watching you. There's one that sees all that you do. When you go to take a drink, did you ever stop to think there's an eye watching you? When the offering plate does pass and God's dollar you hold fast, there's an eye watching you. When you sneak out with that bow and your mama told you no, there's an eye watching you. Every time that dome light came on in my car, I knew there was an eye watching me. That's what a godly mother can do. We wouldn't have a Bible if it wasn't for the women in the Bible. We wouldn't have the stories that we have if it wasn't for the stories about the women in the Bible. And when they spoke, they really spoke. And it was usually walking in their faith. Yes, a godly woman, she is not afraid of the snow for her husband, for her household. For all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes sure the kids are dressed right. Mom would lay out two pairs of pants for me and two shirts when I was a little boy and make me choose which I was going to wear to school so I could learn to make choices. I didn't get three pair. I didn't get my choice from the store. I got my choice from a closet of clothes she had bought. But I had to make choices. She makes herself covering of tapestry. She clothed in silk and purple. In other words, she wants to look good. You say, preacher, were you preaching against makeup? No, if it needs painted, paint it. I'm not against makeup. Oh, be quiet, Michael. I can't preach. In other words, she makes herself look, why? Because she knows who she is. She believes in herself. Her husband is known in the gate where he sitteth among the elders of the land. Don't say much about her husband doing anything, does it? It's all about what she's doing, and there her husband is off sitting in the gate discussing. Where you been today? I was down at the coffee shop with the guys. What were you talking about? Well, we settled all the problems in the world. Anybody listen? Well, Charlie listened. What can he do? Well, he's going to go home and probably tell his wife what we talked about. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivers girdles unto the merchants. She knows how to do business. Matter of fact, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and with her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Ladies, I don't know if you can do any better, because this church, the ladies, are so proud of what all they've done and what all they do. But men, we can do better. My mother died 10 years ago today. And my dad used to sing a song, "If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again." Moms, your kids need to hear you pray. I put a picture up on Facebook. If you're not my Facebook friend, join my Facebook. It's Robert Lee, L-E-E, Fry, F-R-Y. And join me on Facebook. There's a picture of my mother at the altar with my sister at the altar, and they're praying. You say, boy, that'd be good to get a picture of, have a picture of my mother praying. It wasn't hard to get a picture of my mother praying. You could walk in the living room, she'd be praying. You'd be hurting, she'd be praying. You'd need something, she'd be praying. You'd make a phone call when you're in the Navy that cost you $4 a minute, and she'd pray for you for $20. Your kids rise up and call you blessed? They will. They will. Don't worry. Some of you are having problems with some of your kids. That happens. The Bible says you train up a child in the way you go, and when they're old, they'll not depart. You do your part. Let God do his part. He keeps his promises. Ashley, this is Pastor Tanya and Jim's daughter, who went to Anderson University and was in seminary, dropped out for a little bit, I think. There's a microphone right, one of those are on. You know how to turn them on? Probably.
I probably can figure it out. Teaches that stuff at seminary.
But anyway, in seminary, studied ministry. She just got married, and I asked her to close in prayer. So if we'd all stand, please.
Creator God, we're so thankful for this day and the opportunity to just meet with you and meet with your church family. I'm thankful for the leadership of Bob and that he is just following your teachings and empowering the women and mothers in this church. That's a gift, and so I pray that we could all just follow in that example. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to learn and take into heart from the wisdom from the message today, that we would just appreciate and reach out to the mothers in our life. We lift up to you specifically the mothers in this congregation, and we know that you don't have to be a biological mother to be a mother, to mentor, to nurture, to care for, to lead, and to empower. And so we're thankful for them, and just would you bless them. I just pray for everyone today. I know that Mother's Day holds many meanings. Some of us in this room are grieving for mothers lost. Some of us are missing mothers who may be far from us for different reasons. The parent and child relationship is one of the most special, but it can also be some of the most complicated. And so I just pray that you would meet with each of us and that you would just give us wisdom, help our relationships with the mothers in our lives to grow and to thrive and to bring about your peace and your kingdom. Just pray blessings over everyone's day, that we would just have a fun time with however we're choosing to enjoy this Sabbath. So in your heavenly name we pray, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.